I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Ray Spencer coming to you after the 2018 MotoGP race, the Australian Grand Prix of Phillip Island. Now, Phillip Island is one of the circuits that most riders look forward to. Not only is it fast, but it's certainly very challenging. Now, before I get into talking about the circuit and the race, I want to talk about really my favorite part about Phillip Island, and that is the Penguin Parade. I remember the first time I went there at the end of 1988, well, it was actually beginning of 1989, before the year that the Australian Grand Prix began there, and we were there testing. And I was out on the beach, and I was overlooking the water, the ocean, and I was lost in thought about, and I remember this so well, I was thinking about how this is basically at the southern end of nothing. And Australia, it's down at the tip, and just how vast the ocean is. And I kind of started squinting, and I could see it looked like there was something on top of the waves as it was coming in. And then there was more than one, and then just multiplying by the second. And all of a sudden, these little penguins were riding the waves, and they came in, and as they came in to the shore, just would pop up and start waddling in. And I was standing there with a couple other people, and they just kind of started walking up and walked around us. And like I said, this was in the days, this is so, you know, obviously 30 years ago, and when it wasn't a protected area and it wasn't as popular. But it was the most amazing sight, the power and beauty of nature, right? And these little penguins, and they would come in and watch them a couple days at exactly the same time every day. And it was just an amazing thing. And it gave me really one of the most important moments for me, the power of nature and just something so cool. So that is a very fond memory that I have about Phillip Island. Now the circuit, as I said, it's a very fast circuit, but it's very technically challenging. And it's also, because it's so exposed, the conditions are ever-changing, sometimes three or four or five times in one session. And we saw that over the weekend. We saw the wind come up. We saw it started spitting rain on certain parts of the racetrack. The guys talked about during qualifying, too, how it was just really up to here as far as the effort level and how you had to kind of push it because you didn't know what to expect in the next corner. Would it be damp? Would it be dry? And like I said, you have all of those things. And again, that's what makes Phillip Island so special, is it just the circuit, fast and open, really fits the area that it is. And if you ever get a chance to go, you should. It's an amazing place. Now going into the weekend, obviously the championship had already been decided. Mark Marquez, as I said in last show, put in a great ride to wrap up the championship at Motegi. And so what was going to happen this weekend? We, of course, knew that Jorge Lorenzo wasn't going to race. Alvaro Bautista was going to take his place, an opportunity to ride the factory machine. And how would he get on with that, considering that he's never ridden the 2018 Ducati? But he certainly was going to have great support. And for him, a great opportunity to show not only what he could do, but to leave a stamp on a long and somewhat distinguished career in MotoGP. So that was going to be one of the stories. Now, was it also just going to be a battle between Andre Dovizioso and Marc Marquez, as we've seen over these last races? And did Marc, and if it was a battle, was Marc going to be able to pull off another win like he has in the last couple? Because he has said that he's kind of got Dovi's race management figured out. Also, the Yamahas. Now, we know that the struggles that Maverick Vinales had, of course, in Japan, was that going to continue? Well, we're going to have to see. It certainly is a track that they've done okay at certainly better than Ducati's in the recent years, after Casey Stoner's dominance for there for a while. But was they going to be able to have all the problems fixed? Well, we've got to see. And Danny Pedrosa, of course, now that he's going to KTM, how is he going to finish? And certainly it's a track that he's done well at before. Now, Cal Crutchlow, the crash that he had going into turn one, and we saw quite a few crashes, certainly most of them front end low sides. I've talked about the tendencies of the Michelin tires, that if they do have an issue front or rear, usually the rear is very good. A lot of edge grip, all throttle grip, and certainly a lot of drive grip. But the front tire is one of the issues that the riders, I think, have struggled with, certainly from race to race, and if they bring a tire, it's a little bit different. And the cold conditions certainly seem to catch quite a few of the riders out, and one of those was Cal Crutchlow going down into turn one. And what an unfortunate for him. Having such a strong finish in Japan and leading the independent team's championship over Johann Zarco and Petrucci, he certainly did not need that to happen. And let's hope that the surgeries that he's going to have this week will get everything straightened out for him, and we'll keep him in our thoughts and he can come back soon. But more than likely, he'll be out for the rest of the year. Now, Jack Miller. There was talk about Jack Miller maybe being the one that was going to replace Jorge Lorenzo going into the weekend. It wasn't the case because, again, with the team championship, independent team championships need still to be decided. They decide to keep him on the Primac bike and put Bautista on the factory machine. But Jack, right from the get-go, showed what he can do, and it's great to see. He's a great personality and a kid that seems to be making progress. And we certainly he's already shown he can run the pace. He's got that figured out. But as I said last race, he's got to figure out that one lap pace. But he's got to figure out how to improve his race craft and just get his confidence and get that figured out. Going into qualifying, it looked like that Ennone was going to be certainly tough. Vinales has put it was strong in practice times and race pace, and so it looked like maybe either Ennone or Maverick might be able to put in a quick time and get pole position. But Mark did exactly what he's done so many times, and he pulled the rabbit out of his hat and got on pole position. But he knew that he wasn't sure about his race pace. In fact, Mark talked about that Ennone was probably stronger than he was over the race, or was maybe going to be stronger in the toughest competition over the race distance. And he wasn't far from incorrect on that, or being correct on that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But Dovi put in a good time, and a couple other riders, as I said, Maverick and Johann Zarco, they were right there, and Johan has certainly gotten stronger over the last races. And so it certainly was going to be, I believe, an exciting race that I was looking forward to, not only because of the conditions, but everything being up for grabs. The championship not being on the line, what was Mark going to do? Was it just going to be a battle with the Ducati of DiViso and Mark Marquez, or would others come into the fray? And we know that no one was going to be more inspired of that than Maverick Vinales. And he showed that. Now, that first lap incident, first part of the race incident between Johann Zarco and Mark Marquez was just a racing incident. I know as you come up over that on the front straightaway going down in turn one, it's such a high-speed corner that you want to open up the corner as much as you possibly can. Certainly with the draft in the windy conditions. A lot of times there's a tailwind on the front straightaway and that pushes the bikes along. And it was just the riders being all together and it's already been talked about, but Johan got a draft not only off of Mark, but also Jack Miller, who was right in front. And Mark pulled over right at the last second. And in those particular crashes, there's nothing you can do. The energy, the speed, everything happened so fast that the main thing was that Johan, when he did lose the front, he got to the ground so quickly, then he made the right choice. Everything happened. He didn't get tumbling because that would have been a terrible thing at that speed, because it just wouldn't have stopped. But he got down and he was sliding. And so it nullified how risky or how much damage could have been done by that happening. And he was okay. He got up, he was okay. But if you saw Mark's seat as he came in and they moved it, the energy that was, because he didn't technically run into the back of Mark. It was actually, he was to the left side. And when Mark moved over, they hit, and then just the friction of the tire pulled down on that seat and broke the rear of the motorcycle. So it was an amazing thing. And fortunately, Mark didn't go down, or no one else got caught up into it, except for Alexis Espargo. He actually said something fell off of, he thinks, Johan's bike, and he hit his hand. And he said it certainly hurt, but he put in a great ride on that hybrid Aprilia, and he finished in ninth position. But that is something we got to look at and see how that's going to affect him this weekend, because he said it moved the plate that was put in his hand. But certainly it could have been a lot worse than it was. But that knocked Mark out of the race, and now we had a battle of the unknown. So there was actually some excitement with the championship being decided. Mark was not in the race. And it wasn't going to be a battle just between Dovi and Mark, and so everything was up in the air. But the great ride of the day, obviously, was Maverick Benali. He's coming from 10th position. It looked like, oh no, here we go again. He didn't get a good start. He was obviously on the front row, got bumped back, but he just came through the field and got in the lead and just controlled the race. And that was the Maverick that everyone has been looking for a long time. To challenge each and every week. So that was a great sign for him, a great ride for him. Anoni put in a great ride in second position. In fact, he said after the race that if he didn't mess up a couple of things, he felt he made a couple of mistakes that maybe he could have challenged Maverick. I think that Maverick probably eased up a little bit the last few laps, and they were able to close in on him. But he basically had the race under control. And like I said, Anoni put a great ride in second position. And the other Yamaha, obviously, Valentino was right there, but he faded back. Rins was able to make a pass on him at the very end. But it was certainly a great ride and a great performance for a lot of riders. And with Dovi finishing in third position and Bautista putting in that great ride to finish in fourth, and then Rins in fifth position, I think it turned out exactly, and everybody got the positions that they kind of earned for the race they put in and the performance. But again, hats off to Maverick for putting in a great ride. Now, it's going to be interesting this weekend as we go into Malaysia. It's a track that obviously they do a lot of testing on, and we'll have to see what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.